You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
You know, we've been talking that I helped you move this past weekend. There was a lot of different things I noticed because I like to be an observational person.
Oh.
I like to observe.
So you're creeping on his objects?
Creeping on his objects. Whenever you have your face and your arms and you're lifting things and you really focus on certain things and moving things around, mm-hmm. I would say that is not creeping.
Yeah. Okay. That actually is helping with another person.
I am forced to, I don't know if you want me to close my eyes when I'm lifting a bed or if you want me to close my eyes and just try to wish my way out of the house with a box. I do have to look at things. Okay. I did notice this, and I asked Tater Tot this when you were not in the room of the house that you guys moved into, mm-hmm. which looks great, by the way. She did some painting. You didn't.
It's back. Well, actually, did you see the wood floor that it just stains all over it?
It can be cleaned off.
Right.
But it's all good. I went in the kitchen because I was delivering a box in there.
Uh-huh.
And you were not there. And I said, Tater Tot, did you guys get new countertops in the kitchen? And she goes, no, why? And I'm like, these are really nice countertops. And she goes, well, thank you very much. And I'm like, are you sure these aren't new? And she goes, oh, I know what you're thinking of. The last time you were over here, they were all covered with empty come-and-go cups. And dirty dishes. So there was no way of you to even see the countertops. I'm like, that's what it was. I've never seen. I don't know how many times I've been to Ginger's house. It's the first time I've seen his countertops because they've always been covered with dirty dishes and come-and-go cups and just trash.
Yeah. Why can't you throw them away?
Just trash. And the worst part is the trash can is right beside it. We're talking literally 2 feet.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know.
Do you throw things away now, though, that you have?
Yeah, and here's the other thing, too. I don't get come-and-go cups anymore because I don't drink caffeine.
Yeah, you knocked it out of your diet.
Yeah, so I'm not carrying those around anymore, so that's why the kitchen's so clean.
Yeah.
or it feasibly could be because a girl moving into my house. It's tough to say which one. They both have merit. It's tough to say which of those it is.
Well, I would like to say, I'm not even going to focus on the negative because that's in the past now. I want to move forward and say you have beautiful countertops
in your kitchen. Thank you.
And it's really nice to see them.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I would say that Tater Tot and I moving really probably showed our love more than anything because in that whole experience, 3 days, we never got in a fight or argument.
No,
wow. That's incredible, actually.
I'm actually worried.
You
guys should have gotten at least one
fight. I think that yesterday, she was kind of at her wit's end as far as like just, it's just been, you know, one after another. But it wasn't like she snapped at me or we fought like.
Wow.
We just don't.
Because
really
if I was her, I would have snapped at you at least 23 times by now.
Once an hour, I would have had one freebie in there.
Especially for the countertop thing.
Yeah, I give her a lot to feel that way, but it just, she's very understanding and forgiving. And I probably shouldn't say this on air, but she's a little messy too. So she gets
Don't you cannot say that.
Please cut that. Beep that out.
Nope, too late, but you cannot say that.
But the countertops are clean, the bathroom's clean.
Yeah, let's bring it back to the good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
I love Tater Tot. Mm-hmm. She's the best.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.